not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And really, it's a lifestyle podcast. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
I'm great. Good to be with you. Happy week zero.
Yeah, week zero. Yeah. And happy show. Night zero. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L_Cerberino, vocalist, guitarist for the Killer Ants. Ants with a Z. How you doing?
I'm fine. It's the first day of... first week of classes.
Yes.
We have the live show this Friday.
Yeah, we do. We are going to be live in Cary Friday night, as in this Friday night. Bond Brothers, East Side. I understand it's a brew pub or brewery. I struggle saying brewery.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Is this better?
Oh, my God.
God. Yeah. What's up?
That is, yeah. I'll fix it. Fix you here.
Hang on. I can turn myself down to it. I can change.
No. I don't want you to do anything.
No, I changed microphones.
Okay. I've got you.
You're back on the lav, yeah?
Yeah, I'm back on the lav.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to figure out what's going on with the other one.
We'll cross
that bridge. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Because it's not been happening to you when you've been recording for your own stuff. So
yeah.
We got to figure out what's going on with clean feed in it.
So, yeah, Bond Brothers, East Side, Friday. Please come. Bring friends. It's going to be a fun time. Matt Brown from Extra Points will be there. We're selling tickets for $10. It includes a free beer coupon or some sort of ticket where you can, like, redeem it for a free beer. The point is you get to drink. You hang out with us. We're going to be selling some koozies. Bond Brothers, East Side, Cary, North Carolina, this Friday night.
Get some. And Yetis.
And Yetis. Okay, there you go. Very exciting.
There are only 10.
This is a slight tease, and I haven't even talked to you guys about it yet, but there may or may not be a QR code you can scan at our table to see something else as well that you could purchase. We can talk about that offline later.
Boys, let's go.
Let's go. We got a lot of voicemails.
We do have a lot of voicemails, and not a lot of time because everybody's kind of under the gun this week, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm completely fucked right now. Like, my whole...
Well, let's get into that before we play some voicemails. You told us before the show that you were awake for 30 straight hours?
30 straight hours. That is correct.
Okay.
This was the wedding weekend, right, where you and Kristen traveled for a wedding?
Flew to California. Went to the wedding. So we have said this multiple times, right? This has maybe been the worst summer of my life.
Poor guy.
You didn't love it.
I didn't love it. I didn't even like it. And so I one of my best friends in the world lives 1 mile away from my house. How many times do you think I saw him this summer?
Zero.
Once, maybe zero?
Zero. How many times have I seen all of my wife's friends?
15, 20. Maybe lost count.
I feel like there's something you could do about that, but I, you know.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean there's something I can do? What can I do about it?
Text your friend, tell him you want to see him.
His kids have dance. His kids have gymnastics. My kid has swim. Like, what am I going to do? My wife and kid want to go to the pool. We don't go to the same pool. So what am I going to do? No, fix this problem for me. I'm being serious right now. I'm activated.
Yes, you are.
This for me.
He
has to go to the lake with his family. That we went to the mountains with my wife's friends. Like, what? Fix it for me.
Well, the tricky part here, bud, is that the summer is essentially over. Like, you've got to watch football on Saturdays. It's part of your job. Like, we're here. Like, summer's over. Kids are back in school. So maybe that actually presents some openings here. The pool's going to close soon, right? Labor Day? Pool shuts down?
I don't know when the pool closes.
generally it closes right around Labor Day, unless you've got like a couple extra weeks on the back end there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So routines, right? The things you crave, they are rapidly approaching. So this may be looking up.
Yeah. That's not what I said. I said fix this for fix this the summer for me.
Well, the summer's over, so I can't go back in time.
Right? There's no what I'm saying is there's no fix for it. Swim
back in time.
Swim, pool. So my whole summer has just been making a pool bag, making a cooler for the pool. That's it. And then trying to work.
You can see Lil Wayne.
That wasn't in summer.
What month was that?
April.
Oh, I thought it was May. My bad.
May also is not summer.
Summer starts in May.
Well, school still goes on until June, so no.
Not for me.
For me.
I thought, is it May 20th, the first day of summer? Maybe I guess I'm wrong about that. My bad.
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about when summer break starts.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't say summer break. First day of summer is until June 20th, so I was wrong anyway, either way.
But, yeah. So, anyways. So, I haven't seen any of my friends. So, we fly to California. Fly to California. She's nervous about it. I'm used to traveling alone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so she's like mad nervous about everything, which I don't like. I'm super cavalier with respect to travel. We've talked about this before. I don't need to get to the airport early. I'm not in a rush. I can just get there, do my thing, whatever. But it's like, when you drive with your wives, can I ask you guys this? Or your wife is driving, are you like an imaginary brake person?
What's an imaginary brake person?
Brake.
Brake.
Like gripping up on the like the oh shit bar and like
I'm not unless I'm driving with my fucking drummer who I went to Asheville with this weekend and like some of the decisions he made of like I'm gonna speed up to 60 miles an hour to get in front of these two cars on a 35 mile an hour road to get over one lane and get a little bit further ahead. Like I grabbed the oh shit bar and did the fake brake pedal then.
Yeah.
Cause that shit's stupid.
So that's driving to the airport. There's that.
Also, I've noticed I keep correcting me when I say things like that's dumb or that's stupid. It's like, you shouldn't say that so much. Well, I just want you to know, I think that's really fucking stupid.
Right. The thing for me is I drive more from behind than from the front. Where backdoor I am. Man. I'm looking at what people are doing behind me. More than I'm worried about what's happening in front of me. And maybe that's wrong, right?
I'm looking all around at all times. I got 360.
Yeah, I look. It's not like I'm not looking up what's in front of me. I see, like, when I see brake lights, I see brake lights. I understand that. But I'm also worried about the cars behind me and to the side of me. Like, I'm worried about those guys because those are my biggest potential problems. I have brakes. I can slow down. But what this guy's going to do can be insane when he's someone who did something like what you're talking about, Serbs, where someone is flying up and I'm like, okay, I see this guy. He's going pretty fast. I'm going to have to slow down to let them in. Because I'm assuming they're going to be speeding to get over. Anyway, so we get to the airport. She's, again, never been to California. Never taken a flight over 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's not that wild. Yeah. I'd only ever done that once when I was a child up until, like, work. Most people don't fly. It's really expensive. It's kind of like a barrier to entry for a lot of people.
Sure.
I don't think that's weird to not have flown for over 2 hours.
Yeah, but those like, to your point, what was the flight to LA? Four? Five?
Five.
Yeah, like, that's a big step. Like, those five-hour flights, if you've never been on one, like, they suck.
Yeah, that's where they make edibles for. Go to sleep.
Easier said than done, but, yeah, that's the play. Like,
yeah.
If you're scared of taking edibles, just take two. They're like, yeah, I usually take one. Well, then take two, and you'll pass the fuck out.
So, we get on the plane. I was like, you know what? To abate some of this, I will book us in first class. So we go first class. It's on American, though, and American sucks. I don't think you've heard it here. I don't think you've heard it here first, but
no.
I will say it again. American Airlines sucks.
If first class is just, I mean, it's better. It's certainly better than the alternative, right? But, like, yeah, you don't really feel like you're sitting in luxury on an American flight.
I mean, we had a, like, the meal was not that bad.
Okay.
We had chicken parm. We had drinks. You know, we get there. We get in the car. We go to the hotel. The event, I believe, and then I want to shave my head. We get all that stuff done. And then hang out. And let me ask you this, Hartzell. When you're on a trip, well, there's two things. I'm going to ask both of you guys this. One, when you were a kid in like a sleepover scenario, did you want to talk to your parents?
No.
Okay. Now, Hartzell, Server, you, did you want to talk to your dad when you're in a sleepover scenario?
If I wanted to come home.
Right, you would call them if you wanted to go home.
I don't remember a time ever at a sleepover that I called my dad, unless there was that one time the guy tried to make me do chores and I was like, I'm going home.
What kind of chores?
Like yard chores.
Oh, hell no.
Like raking up the leaves in the yard and like, yeah, no, I kind of raked at a pile of leaves and like weed eating and pulling weeds out of the, like, yeah. By the way, I was mowing my lawn yesterday and I was thinking, like, I'm supposed to have fucking kids to do this for me. This is ridiculous. I'm so jealous of both of you. Like, now, Savannah's kind of sensitive. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're going to be able to get her out there on the mower, Felder. No. But, like, those two boys, like, the oldest, like, is he out there already, Hartzell? Have you given him a weed eater? It's time.
Yeah, it is time. No, they're backpack blower boys. And,
okay, good.
They can rake. They can rake.
Yeah. I mean, it's time, though, right? Like,
definitely time.
They're not just there to, like, feed and put through school. Like, they're there to help.
No, the free labor, the free labor window is definitely open.
You got 8 years, brother. You know, you got 8 brothers, 8 years before you got to start making a call and like counting which brother's going to come when the other one doesn't. And like,
we can talk more about the parenting stuff here in a bit. I want to know where Felder's going with the story stuff. I think I know, but go ahead. Keep going on the travel.
So she's like, we should call. And I'm like, why? No.
This is mom guilt, dude. I experience this all the time.
And I'm like, no.
Because what is that going to accomplish? Like, the kid is stable. They're at home. You calling them could potentially make it more difficult for the caretaker back at home.
Yeah, she's with her friends.
Wouldn't she call you? That's the other thing. From what you asked us, if she wanted to talk to y'all, wouldn't she just call you? She has y'all's numbers.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my kid has her own cell phone now.
Oh, wow.
Well, if that being the case, a text would have been fine. Like, just text. You don't need to call.
It's for emergencies only, but yeah.
Is it a phone or an iPad?
It's a phone.
Oh, it's like a proper cellular device.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's a real phone.
So how far into the quote-unquote trip, because I know y'all left Thursday afternoon.
We left Thursday afternoon.
How far into the trip before the, hey, we should touch base, check in?
So my dad came over and hung out with her from going. I'm trying to do the math from Eastern to Pacific, but he hung out with her from like noon until 4.
Okay.
Then Lenny picked her up to take her to hang out with the kids. To take care of her over the course of the next few days. And I guess we landed, got to the hotel. I got in the shower to go to the like the meet and greet, right? Like, you know, the event, the pre-wedding thing. And she was on the phone. And I was like, what? Anyways, point being, I'll speed this up. This is the first time I got to see, like, my friends this summer. Like, my, like, ride or dies this summer. Like, people that I, like, when I, remember when I, when we were working, because when did we start working together? Was I married?
Yes.
Yes. It would have been 20, it would have been 20,
14, 16. 15.
Yeah, no, 15, 16, 17. 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
15, I think, is when we're... Felder, did you do a season of CSN where I wasn't there and Jacob was there?
I don't think so.
Okay, then it would have been 20... I'm pretty positive it was 2015. Like
2015.
The 15-16 season fall, I think...
Yes.
If it wasn't that, it was 16-17. Because I seem to remember I was there when you first... started doing CSN with us, and you were driving
because,
down.
Because I was driving up to Winston.
Yeah, Waldman was in studio.
Waldman,
vibes were high. Vibes were high.
First year, it was us and Waldman. Second year, it was us and Corey. Third year, it was just us, and you weren't coming up anymore because... No, you came up the third year, didn't you?
Man, yeah.
That would have been 20... That would have been 1920.
Mm-hmm. No, because I moved to Chicago in...
18?
18.
So 18, 19 might have been the last year you were coming up. Like, or you might have come up, you might not have come up that year. 18, 19, 19, 20 was the first year you started doing it remote.
Yeah.
We've been at this for 10 years, I think.
Yes. So, point being, all these guys, all the people, all the guys I'm seeing were from 2016. So that's 9 years. Where we traveled 33 weeks out of the year together to like do football camps and do all this stuff. Like, these are people I spent so much time with, checking into hotels, renting cars, going out to dinner every night because we never booked a place that had a kitchen except for like 3 times. And we're in Redondo. I'm in Redondo Beach, dude. You guys don't even know me in my California world. I'm a Cali boy. I wrote about it earlier this week. There are only 2 places I would like part-time live. Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Me and just Joe Biden hanging out. And Redondo Beach. I don't want to live in Hermosa. I'd rather live in Redondo. But I walk up to Hermosa, and I did, by the way, Hartzell. Your boy put in like a 6K.
Love it. I saw the pictures. I read the article, man. You were vibing. It's great.
Yeah.
I was encouraged, and then we hopped on headset this morning, and I realized, like, oh, okay, those vibes are gone. Like, Felder's back.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Oh, dude. So, first night, we're up until, you got to keep doing the math. So, we're up until 6 in the morning, basically. 6 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Go to bed. I get up, normal time, because my alarms still go off. I go out, and I go out and I walk the marina. I mall walk the marina, get all the way up to Hermosa, walk the pier, come back. I'm still not like, but like by the time I get back, it's noon. Noon Pacific, which means it's 3 Eastern. my wife's like, are we going to eat or anything? And I was like, oh, let's go to this spot. I take a shower. We go to this spot to eat lunch. Because the wedding's that evening. Now it's noon, but it's 3. It's noon, but it's 3, right?
I'm with you.
We go to this spot. It's a place I like, Blue Ocean Grill. I've been there a ton of times. I like it. I like the fish and chips. They have a good shrimp cocktail. They even have a good burger. But we get sat by. We're in a booth. And the people behind me in the booth, you guys already know about my disordered eating, right?
Yeah, very much. Firsthand, in fact. We've seen it.
These ladies are talking about the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. And they are talking at a volume that should not be allowed in public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's relatable. I'm with you.
Okay. Has that happened to you?
All the time.
I can't eat. I have a hard time eating with my family, which I've been chastised about by multiple people.
Was the restaurant, was it at max capacity? Like, could you, was there an option of being asked to be received?
Are you my wife right now?
Sorry.
Because she said the same thing. Why didn't you just ask?
I think you need to start being a bigger asshole to these people. Like, I'm just an asshole to everyone that I know, and I don't get that pushback on the food thing. When I mention, I'm like, yeah, I don't really like to eat in front of people. You know what they don't say to me? A goddamn word.
I just don't like.
People need to be scared of you. Your family should fear you, Felder.
Like, literally. Well, here's the thing. Literally.
Come on. Am I wrong? Am I wrong here?
I think it is a solution. It's a potential solution to what is happening here. Yes.
As long as you're not causing any actual harm, a little fear goes a long way.
But these people weren't in my family. These are just like 3. I think
then you don't even
two,
have to be nice about it.
I think it was 2 sisters and a friend.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Like, and I was like, you know what? And like, I was like, can I just box this up and we can go home? Go back to the hotel? And she was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah.
Again, I can't. But you're coming with a potential solution, which I can appreciate. It's one thing to just piss and moan about stuff. It's another thing to be like, well, let's offer a solution here. Here's a
what
way
if we
out.
Do this about this?
Yeah, here's a potential way to resolve this conflict.
I just don't. I like, and then so on the way with the walk back. It was a half mile walk back to the hotel, which to me that's you know how many steps I got in on Friday?
20,000.
Almost 17,000.
Yeah, but I mean the weather though, right? Like.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You got the ocean breeze. Yep. You're thriving. Yeah, I love this.
Bro, when I got off the plane in North Carolina, I was like, yo, it's hot as hell.
Yeah, humid.
I had to stop twice yesterday working in the yard just to take a sweat break.
Yesterday was gross. Yesterday was nasty. Yeah.
Oh,
I got back in the 90s. Yeah, not great.
Yeah. So we're walking back to the hotel, and she's like, what were they saying that made it so that you couldn't eat? And I was like, and so I started going through the entire points of conversation. She talked about how important the first day of school is to set the tone, because apparently she was some sort of like an MLC or something, or MCL, excuse me, like, and like, did she like helped assign kids to classes? And you know, you have to make sure that all the kids, the kids want to be with their friends, but it's also important to kind of split some kids up because you have these kids that are good. And I'm like going through it, the whole thing. And remember when we were in high school, Brian worked at the KFC and he couldn't drive. And so we had to take him to work. But in exchange for driving him to work, he would get KFC. Like, why do I know all this shit?
Yeah.
Why do I know it? Oh, because you're talking loud as fuck about it at this Marina restaurant in Redondo. And what size boat? Does your husband have a 26er? Mm. What size boat does he have a new? Did he get a new boat? This is what I'm hearing while I'm trying to just eat. Fish and chips. Like, I can't do it.
You go vinegar on the fish and chips, by the way?
I like a malt vinegar, yeah.
Yeah.
You?
I'm not a fish and chips guy. I that's always one of the interesting, accoutrements of the fish and chips scene.
Yeah.
The vinegar.
I keep malt vinegar in my house.
Yeah, sure.
How many types of vinegar is in your house?
I mean, I know we've got the white vinegar. I know we've got apple cider vinegar.
That's two.
Maybe one more. I'd say three.
Rice?
I'd put it at 2.5. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely got some rice vinegar.
Got some rice?
Balsamic? I'd say I probably... Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's four.
That's four?
That's four.
I don't think we've got more than four. Maybe five. There might be some Asian stuff I don't know about.
You got malt. I got five. I have five types of vinegar in my house. Gotta have it. Then, we get back to the hotel. We walk in. Someone is putting on a... we stayed at the Portofino, by the way. I'll give them a shout out. We walk in to the hotel. We get on the elevator. A couple is taking a tour with the event planner. They get on the elevator with us. We go up to our floor. And as soon as the elevator door opens, it is like house drill, like techno music blasting. And the event planner is like, oh shit. So we walk. Who do you think is blasting this music?
I mean, I have no idea.
One of my friends, the person I'm going to the wedding for, they are in the get ready room. And I say that because the next day when we were getting ready to leave the hotel, it was just a very smooth, chill waves, women getting their hair done and light music. We walk in there and it is, let me tell you what's on the screen. On the TV in there, it is NFL highlights from 2024. Like the top 100 catches from 2024. And remix versions of songs that I do love, but blasting music. So can you imagine if you and Jen or you and Chelsea were going to figure out where you're going to have your wedding. And this is what she's getting ready to show you a room. And she's like, oh, we can't go in there. But it's not because you can't go in there. It's because there are a bunch of Long Island, New Jersey bros drinking High Noons and Coronas, blasting remixed Drake.
Yeah, I mean, I think my wife would get a kick out of that, but I understand.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, it's Future and all that. Your wife would get a kick out.
But if you're an event planner, you can't. You've got to tread lightly. You got to know your clientele, right? That may turn some people off.
Yeah. So my room was straight down the hallway, and I wanted to go put the food away. And I walked past her on the way back, and she goes, it's not usually like this. So I hear her tell them, it's not usually like this. Which it wasn't, because the next day it was not like that at all. It was serene, women getting ready. They had a hairdresser in there. It was very this was just this was it was like Jersey Shore. And then we go to the wedding. Wedding was beautiful. We got on the shuttle. Wedding was beautiful. You know, you meet people, you talk to them. You don't dance enough with your wife. That's a problem that's trouble that I got into. And then we had a nice lunch. We went to a surf club for lunch, or a beach club, excuse me. Like, all I know country club, I know swim and racquet club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beach club. If it surely did feel like Saved by the Bell. Remember they worked at the beach club?
Yeah.
Felt like that.
Towels, chairs, the people walking around, like taking your order and stuff.
Yeah.
It's bougie. It's nice.
It's nice. We ate inside, and then we got on a plane. We had to fly to Denver.
Mm.
My wife, have you been to the Denver airport?
I have, yes.
Do you know that? So you talk all the time about Atlanta being the most highly trafficked airport. That's correct.
It's the world's busiest, yes.
Denver is the second largest airport in the world.
It's a big airport.
Dude, it's humongous. But
large.
I'm not joking. Can we all three look it up just to make sure I'm not lying? Denver Airport, like acreage or whatever, I'm pretty sure it's behind one airport in like Saudi Arabia.
54 square miles.
Holy shit.
Second largest airport in the world by land area.
Yes.
Yes, Saudi Arabia is the largest.
It's wild, right?
The Denver airport's area is twice the size of Manhattan and larger than the city boundaries of Boston, Miami, or San Francisco.
Holy shit.
Just the airport.
So, then we do that. I'm awake the whole time. By the way, shout out to the Rockford Files. Have you guys seen this?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I know the Rockford Files. Like,
a
but
throwback
what,
show that's from a like long, the 80s, yeah. Dog. What?
Yeah, shout out to this throwback. What is going on with the Rockford Files?
I'm finishing up season 5.
Okay.
I love this show.
I need to see when this went off the air.
It might be. I think this is 70s, bro. September 74.
First episode. Yeah. January 10th, 1980. Fucking James Garner.
Bro, I'm watching the world. That's all I'm doing. I'm on the plane. I'm sitting there and I'm like, can I have a. Because my go to when I'm on a red eye is I just have like a glass of red wine and then fall asleep.
Yes.
When I fly by myself, but with my wife, I can't do that. So I'm just I watched the Rockford Files. I'm in season 5 right now.
Let's give people a little, because given that this show ended 45 years ago, some people might not know. So let's just give them a brief synopsis of the premise here. In the series storyline, James Scott Jim Rockford had served time in California's San Quentin prison in the 1960s due to a wrongful conviction. After 5 years, he was pardoned, not paroled, a distinction frequently mentioned in plot points. His work as a private investigator barely allows him to maintain his weathered mobile home, which doubles as his office, in a parking lot on a beach in Malibu, California.
Yes. Yeah.
In early episodes, Rockford Trail is located. Blah, blah, blah. Is he a dad in this?
No. His dad.
Oh, his dad. Okay.
His dad.
He has a famous dad in this.
His dad is very chill, very cool, loves, like, Falcone. Like, I know the Rockford Files.
So there are 123 episodes of the Rockford Files, plus the first episode is actually a pilot film. It's a pilot movie. And then they made 8 television movies from 1994 to 1999. Rockford is still living and working at the same Paradise Cove location, but in a much newer trailer that has been extensively enlarged and remodeled in the 90s stuff. Are you going to watch? You're going to watch the movies too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reboots.
Bro, I love the Rockford Files.
So that's what's coming up for you. There's 6 seasons. You said you just finished season 5?
I'm in the middle of season 5.
Okay, so you got a season and a half and 8 films. Report
back. Yeah, I'm going to watch all of it. I like the Rockford Files. It's good.
You've seen this, Artzel?
Yeah, this ain't. Yeah, I mean, I'm good. Like, I'm happy. But
do you remember seeing this at all?
Yeah, it was like, okay. this is back in the day, and you're like, okay, change channel. Like, I'm good.
Change channel. I love the Rockford Files. So we fly to Denver. We have a 35-minute layover in Denver. So you get to go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, that's it, and then you have to get on the plane.
Now, luckily, this is the middle of the night, right? Like this is a red eye from LAX to Denver.
Yes. This is we left LA at I'm really bad with hang on, let me get a pen. I'm real bad with time zones. So we left LA at, let's call it 8 o'clock. I'm just going to use whole numbers instead of part numbers. Whole 8 o'clock, which is 8 o'clock is what time Eastern? That's 11. Mm-hmm. And then we landed, it's like almost a 2 hour flight to Denver. So I'm at 10, which is 11, 12, 1 Eastern. Get on a plane in Denver, which Denver, by the way, is 1 hour earlier. Oh, I will say this. Here's a good thing. My wife got to see, she saw the beach, and she got to see the Rockies for the first time in her life. Very cool. So we get on that plane. Then it's I think it was like a 3.5 or 4 hour flight that we boarded at. No, I can't. Anyways, we got home at 5. Our flight landed at 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 a.m., we land.
Sunday. 5 a.m. Sunday.
5 a.m. Sunday.
And now we're on Eastern time.
Now we're back on Eastern time. 5 a.m. Now, I have been awake since 7:30 Pacific. So let me do the math. 7:30 Pacific, which is 10:30 Eastern. We land at 5.
So you've been up for almost 20 straight hours at that point.
Yeah. And then I have a whole day.
So here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Because you talked about the red eye so that you guys could get back home to your daughter, which checks out. Like that is,
yes,
that makes sense.
I went and picked her. We got home. And as soon as we got home, my wife went to bed.
So my question for you and I guess for Kristen is like, was it worth it? Did you make the right decision?
Yeah.
On the red eye?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
You can tell it's a little bit tired, but now I'm back in it. Like, it's fine.
Well, we're also an hour into the show, 45 minutes into the show. You did not sound great 40 minutes ago when we started this thing.
And now, how do I sound?
Normal.
Yeah. But we landed, got our bags, got into the, we drove home. She went straight to bed, and while she's in bed, I'm activated. I'm still like, I'm wide awake. And by the time she woke up, I had done the laundry from the trip, into the dishwasher, went and picked our daughter up, started dinner. Like, I'm doing stuff. And I'm doing stuff all the way until, like, I was up until last night. What time did I send that email to you? For the voicemails, which we have to get to.
Yeah, we have a lot of voicemails that we need to get to. That was received last night at 9:30.
9:30 Eastern.
I was asleep last night by 9:30, just so you know.
Yeah, I was awake from Saturday at 10:30 Eastern all the way until, I guess, 11, 12 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Listen, do you know what I do? And I will say this. This is my advice to listeners. All you have to do is lie to yourself. If you lie to yourself a lot, you can do anything. That's just a fact. You just tell yourself you're not tired, and then you also just say, I could do anything for X amount of time. That's the way to do it. That's my advice. This is Michael Felder's personal advice. Lie to yourself and say that I can do anything for, doesn't matter how long it is. I can do anything for 10 minutes. I can do anything for 12 hours. I can do anything for 30 hours. Just lie. Because while I'm not good at lying to other people, I am good at lying to myself.
Nice.
There you go. All right, let's do some voicemails. Oh, by the way, I've got so many tomatoes. I'm going to have to start figuring out what to do with them.
We have 13 voicemails. I was just thinking, you know what you could do is you could go to the Y and, you know, either before or after your shower, you could just walk up to people naked and offer them some of your tomatoes since you have so many of them.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, let's go. What do you want? You know what? You pick.
All right, we're going plumbing.
Okay.
Hello, guys. My name's Gidal. I am a longtime prep sports journalist who's been in this business, counting college, about 28 years. And speaking of lifestyle changes, I recently just decided to leave journalism to go work for my dad at his plumbing store in Chicago.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, I guess that is a lifestyle change. Let's grow, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, man. Are you going to get it? Let us know. Call back. Let us know if you're going to get in a union.
Oh, like a pipe fitters union? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That shit is mad strong in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, journalism, not mad strong. Plumbing, mad strong. You're going to get some big hands too, man. I'm being serious.
No, listen, that is... If I could go back and do it over again, like I got an English degree from a liberal arts school.
Right.
And it serves me in some capacities based on what I do, but I see the value in learning a trade more than ever.
Yeah. And
there are so few people
who know how to do anything.
This stuff. And I'm not just talking about plumbing. I'm talking about being an electrician and pouring concrete, building
HVAC.
HVAC, roofing. Like, shit, man, like, tile, like, doing stuff, like, our bathroom's we can save all this stuff for later, but good for you, Gidal. Like, crush it, man. I hope you're the best plumber out there.
Dude, I'm, like, it's also a thing that you can, like, give to your kid.
Yeah, be an apprentice, like, master something. There is a real, real shortage of people. Maybe not like today, but like 5 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. People are phasing out of these professions, man.
There are people that don't know how to jump a car.
Oh, for sure. Change the flat.
Yeah.
I mean, even look, man, cutting hair. Okay. Like,
yeah,
being a barber.
Yeah.
Being a stylist. Tons of value in those professions.
Makeup. Like, I the people I interact with routinely, I'm like, yo, you are dope at what you do. And I always try to make sure I tell them that, like, this, like, because here's the other part. Not even just, like, those, like, labor's not the right word, but, like, a trade, like you said. But, like, when I did Career Day, I showed them the video of three people on set. And they were like, oh, wow, you're on TV. And then I showed a video of the 20 people in the control room. And I was like, these people will all be working way longer than me. And they will. They will. They will be like, I've got a guy who's almost 50 that's a camera op. That's still, does that count as a trade?
I mean, he's in a union, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned at the local level about jobs like that, though. They're much like we've actually had a big loss in workforce in broadcast media within North Carolina because those aren't union jobs.
But that's an Iowa state problem.
Yeah, no, well, it's not just an Iowa state problem. It's a North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Think of all the states in the South where there is no union.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would say it's a nationwide problem because of union busting and things like that. This is not just happening in North Carolina. It's happening in everywhere where they're not unionized for jobs like that.
Right.
Like it's one guy in the control room now with a remote.
Right. The robocams.
They're all robocams,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the Remy's,
like,
yes.
Nobody, man, if you work for WXI downtown, like, call in and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but they've done away with their camera operators.
Oh, I've noticed that on Spectrum.
No camera operators when they do wide shots of the studio and stuff?
Yeah, it's like set shot. It's a set shot.
Yep. And it's all set up. And any adjustments, and usually if there's an adjustment that needs to be made, it's either done, if they have the capability, with one of the robotic things, or just the one person goes in, or like the floor director makes the adjustment. You know, it's not, they're just not manning them anymore. They're not sending out camera people with reporters either.
Yeah, correct. It's literally a tripod and people on like an iPhone or a pad.
Yeah, one man.
Very few move. You remember how many moving shots you would see from a reporter on your local news as they introed a story back in the day? Like those don't exist anymore. It's all static stand-up shots because they don't have a cameraman anymore.
But I think
camera person,
yes, but no. So like in New, I guess because I'm so used to working out of California, Chicago, and New York. Those are all like they have that.
Those jobs are protected, absolutely, and that's great. Unfortunately, but it is a thing like where the unions have not thrived and been allowed to, you know, do their thing.
They haven't been allowed.
North Carolina, they don't have to have a reason to fire you in North Carolina. So like a union, it's just like as soon as you start talking about union, they just fire everyone. So
yeah.
Cuz we talked about it one time when I was at the Fresh Market, me and a buddy of mine from Canada and he worked there and we were like all the grocery store workers should be unionized. And then like one person heard us say it, and they were like, "You need to stop." Or they're gonna fire both of us. Yeah, they're gonna fire both of you, and then anyone they think likes you.
Yeah, it does suck, and I love this state so much, but that's a real bad part of the state.
Yep, and then a lot of times some unions aren't like the unions that are allowed to operate might not always be in the best interest. For the workers, like it could, yes, it's a union, but it's not the best possible option. My papaw had a big deal when he was the Merida bakery, the bakery plant manager here in Winston-Salem. He fought extremely hard to make sure they were part of the Teamsters union. And then when he left, he told them, he's like, "Do not get rid of Teamsters, like stay with the Teamsters. They've taken really good care of us. They will continue to take care of us." And they switched to a different union. And then that's why Merida Bakery was then bought out by a different baking corporation later, and like everyone lost their jobs, and like those brands went away, because they went with a different union, which didn't look after their interests the way that the one that they had been associated with for 40, 50 years had. When there are unions, it might not be protected the way you are in another place with a more established union.
Hartzell knows about the Teamsters.
Yeah, I had my chance. I could be one of the kings of Baltimore right now, but instead I'm here with you guys. Let's keep playing voicemails. Knee high.
Hey, this is Matt from the 214, now in the 202, first time, long time. Catching up on some recent episodes and wanted to call in for some soda talk. I was delighted to hear you talk about knee high. Growing up in Dallas, I could get knee high, but not specifically peach knee high. So my brother and I used to have to go to summer camp in Missouri and load up by the caseload. If you're looking for a nice cultural fusion, take some peach knee high, mix it with some Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream, and get a nice little ice cream float from that. Also on Soda Talk, I hadn't ever heard of cheer wine until I listened to this show, and I'm obsessed with the stuff now. So my question is, what other culinary delights from North Carolina should I try next? Thanks for your time, and let's grow.
Ooh.
Texas Pete hot sauce is a really good condiment. It's not the best hot sauce, but it's great on things, like just popping it on a sandwich, dipping a chicken nugget in it, putting your fries in it.
Well, I will argue with you.
I don't think it's the best hot sauce.
I think it is the best hot sauce.
Too much vinegar. I don't have enough control with it. It's the only thing.
I love Texas Pete. I am so upset when I can't get it. I will say there are other good hot sauces that aren't from North Carolina, but I think Texas Pete is just what I grew up on, so that's what I
have. I think it's a top three hot sauce without
Cholula. Tapatio
and Texas Pete. Those are the best ones. And then following Texas Pete is Frank. Frank's is the number two to Texas Pete on the basic hot sauce.
Frank's can kick rocks.
Nah, I like it. It's good cayenne flavor. It's hot sauce. I mean, this is like arguing over whether people put ketchup on a hot dog. It's a meat tube filled with lips, peckers, and assholes. Like, no, what? Stop. It's just hot sauce. And it's like Frank.
Does sriracha count as hot sauce?
It's a hot sauce, but is it hot sauce?
It's like sriracha lives in this world that's between like Cholula, Tapatio, Texas Pete, but then also salsa. It's like right. It's like am I? You hear what I'm saying?
It's a little thick because it's thicker, right?
It's thicker.
Thick.
There's much more, and the flavor profile of sriracha much more sophisticated.
More sophisticated. Totally agree. We're on the same page there. I know it's not from North Carolina, but we used to drink a lot of Sun Drop.
Mm-hmm. That's like Sun Drop and Squirt are both like North. If they're not from North Carolina, they're at least. Like, not widely available everywhere, I don't think.
Right. I think Sun Drop's from, like, Missouri or from, it's not Illinois. I think it's from Missouri. But we used to have, like, when you went into, like, if you go, like, you're driving down 74, going from Charlotte to Fayetteville, and you go into, like, one of those, like, they don't even have the, man, that's sad. They used to have all these, like, roadside, farm stands, and you would go in, and you know the cooler that would be by the register, and you could get, like, that's where I got knee-high from. But they used to always have Cheerwine, knee-high, Sun Drop, and then, like, glass bottle Coca-Colas.
Yeah. I'm probably not breaking news, and I'm sure you've had it before, but in case you hadn't, like, Krispy Kreme is from Winston-Salem. That's a North Carolina thing.
Krispy Kreme.
A lot of people argue about donuts, but in North Carolina, no one argues. We all agree that Krispy Kreme is the best.
Yeah. Mount Olive Pickles. I don't like them, but yes.
I don't know. Some people do. I don't like pickles, so.
I don't like pickles, but yeah. Hartzell, have you experienced this? Kids' birthday parties? Donuts.
Yeah. All for it. Why not?
No. I'm saying, have you experienced this?
No.
Okay. But so we've had multiple birthday parties, including my own daughter's. Donuts.
Love it. It's easy.
It's a lot easier than cake. I've got one more that's going to be hard.
Easier than cupcakes. Good.
Unless you order it online, but Mrs. Haynes Moravian cookies.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Winston-Salem thing. They're little thin sugar cookies and ginger snap cookies. Like the
wafer.
Yes, and they're so good.
They're so good.
It's a family-owned business. It's been open since 1930.
I will tell you this. You need to be careful with those because you will end up eating all of them at one time.
Yeah, that's the idea.
They're so tiny.
They melt, and they melt kind of like when you put them in your mouth, they will melt on your tongue, and it's like, what happened?
Oh, shit. These are for sale online. So, yeah, Mrs. Haynes, HaynesCookies.com. They're not paying us. They should. We should probably stop doing an ad for them now.
All right. Hartzell, get it. Let's get another voicemail.
All right. We're going to Alabama.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Noel in San Diego.
Never mind.
I'm calling with a lawn question. So I rent a place here that has a little fenced-in, quote-unquote, yard. But right now it is literally just about 200 square feet of dirt with a palm tree and a rose bush. I would really like it to have some grass, but I kind of have no idea where to start. I don't really want to sink a ton of money into it because I rent this place, but I'd love to get some grass growing. If you guys have any advice about where to start, what I should do, I would love to hear that. I'm in zone 10B, so I get pretty warm weather and direct sunlight every single day of the year. So yeah, let me know. I'll take my answer off the air. Oh, also, since you guys asked people to call in about this, I cannot believe you guys are ganging up on Hartzell about taking office supplies. Listen, if you did not generate more money for your employer via your work than they pay to you in compensation, they wouldn't have you on the payroll. Take some office supplies. It's called reclaiming the value of your surplus labor. Hartzell, the heartbeat's got you, man. I hope you enjoy that stapler. You literally earned it. Let's grow.
Yeah, you really nailed the dismount on that call.
Not worried about Hartzell. Worried about the people under him who are suffering because of his stealing.
What do we think on the grass? Like, what do they grow out in California? And he had an Alabama area code. That's why I thought we were going to Bama. But
I think it's got to be like Bermuda, St. Augustine, centipede, zoysia.
Yeah, like I've never been to like a hardware store in California, but I mean, do they have Ace? Do they have like Pike Nursery or something of that caliber?
Well, it's also like, help me out here, Felder. You are the true green expert. Like the idea that it's always nice isn't make it easier to grow a lawn, right? Because that just means that it's always for other things to grow too, right?
They don't have water.
That's a problem.
Like,
but
literally,
the grass desperately needs it. Weeds don't need as much water. So that's what I'm getting at too. Like,
sure, but they don't literally. I was in the restaurant, and it said, "Water only by request."
That's tough.
Yeah.
Like they would only bring you like the pitcher of water for your table by request.
That's like Europe, man.
Yeah, so let's just compare this. San Diego generally receives about 10 inches of rain per year along the coast and around 33 inches in the inland mountains.
That's so little rain.
That's very little. I want to compare that to Charlotte rain. Charlotte gets 43 inches a year. So,
yeah.
Like, they're just...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're in a tough spot.
Throw some
rocks
down.
Rain all summer, you would imagine.
Like, it's not Arizona where people just have no yard.
Sure.
But if you want to try, you got to go with a warm season, low water yard, which is, again, Bermuda, Zoysia, St. Augustine. But guess what, man? Maybe you can grow your own golf course.
I mean, he's got like a – he was saying it's such a small little – piece back there, like you could do some cool stuff with like potted plants, man. Just like wrapping, like you could bring some greenery to that area, but you don't have to necessarily like plant any of it in the ground.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, let's do another voicemail.
We have got 418.
Hey boys, this is Zach from Toledo. I called a while ago, I guess. Sorry, I'm doing stuff. My voice is terrible for radio too, to boot, but yeah, I called a while ago and I was belly aching about how I'd lost my mom, and Server said something that really stuck with me, how those memories that hurt, at some point they become, you know, you cherish them and they bring you joy. And so yeah, I don't think I'm there yet, but, you know, that stuck with me. And, yeah, that's about it. Felder, not to bring up old shit, the HelloFresh, just let people live. I completely agree with you. Just let people live. But I love all of you. And listen to Killer Ants, that song Grandma Rose is crazy. Listen to Killer Ants. I love you boys. Let's grow.
Let's grow.
Hey, man. Thank you. And we're here for you. I'm not going to let the HelloFresh stuff go, but other than that, 100%.
You're not on a soapbox about it anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore. I think I made my point very clear. I don't have to keep making it. If you want to hear how I feel about it, listen to the old shows.
Yeah, you can go back a few months.
All right, what else
for
we
like
got?
7 straight episodes.
703.
This is Randy from Ann Arbor, and I got to agree with Hartzell. The break room at work is a fantastic place, the place to supply all of your paper needs. Let's grow.
Hey, look, it's out of my hands now. I mean, this has already made its way to my kids' elementary school. So we have successfully washed this paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has been laundered, and it is where it needs to be.
Are they back in school?
Yeah. They started last week.
No, we have, I think, a week to go. Week and a half, maybe.
That's crazy.
We have open house coming up.
Yeah. No, we're fucking back, and I'm great. That's one thing we can cross off the list. There are still many things left, but it's nice that they're where they need to be.
I'm so ready. All right, what else we got?
This is an airport call.
Yo, it's the Hit B Pod desert correspondent calling from Vegas by way of Charlotte. Y'all dropped all three of my voicemails last week. I was just listening to it and listening to y'all drop them. Kind of hurt my feelings. Hartzell, fuck you. That's how I feel. I mean, it's not really. It was my fault. The first voicemail, I was doing a job up in the hills in Vegas. Nice-ass house, nice-ass community, terrible fucking service. And then the second one, I was in the airport. Might have been my AirPod, might have been my service. I don't know. It wasn't on you. I get it. It is what it is.
Thank you.
Just to, I guess, recap those real quick. The airport calls was just about the fact that I was listening to one of y'all's old episodes. Y'all were making fun of, or Felder, you was making fun of Serber for going to the airport early as hell, and Hartzell, you was agreeing with the responsibility of being at the airport early. I was calling from the airport because I was in TSA pre-check while my flight said it was boarding in like 2 minutes. Finally got to the gate and still waited probably another goddamn, I don't know, 45 minutes.
So, exactly.
Felder is very correct. You do not need to be to the airport early. Atlanta airport's a little rough. That shit takes forever. That one's a whole different thing. But out here in Vegas, Charlotte airport, most of the airports I frequent, you ain't got to be there that damn early. That shit don't actually matter. The other call was because I just started listening to y'all about this time last year. I think I was searching podcasts that were talking about the CFB 25 game. And so y'all popped up. It was in y'all's description or something. So that's how I started listening. And now I'm a weekly listener. I'm locked in. And I just started listening to y'all's old ones, like from the very beginning, episode one. And I was just saying how crazy it is to hear the growth and development and hear y'all kind of go from where y'all started to really quickly getting comfortable and talking shit about each other and talking shit about other people. And it just makes for a good show. It's just fun. Like, just y'all talking shit, basically. That shit's fun. I think I was listening to an episode where y'all were talking about, y'all were doing like the weed, feed, receive game. And y'all were dunking on Mike Leach hard. That shit was hilarious. And I was like, damn, he's dead.
We killed him.
That didn't age well. But then also, I don't know, he might not have been a good person. Most older white men in America are not great people. So, you know, maybe RIP also, maybe fuck him. That and then Hartzell, I just listened to the episode where you took the L on the Nike Space Hippies, the 03s. I think maybe.
Oh,
he got caught off right when he was bringing up a bad memory for you.
That is an old school L. I mean, those Space Hippies were like 2020, dude.
That was a great call.
Do we have a follow-up from that call?
No. Thank you for calling back, but please continue to call back because I need.
Yes.
I felt like you were going to pick me up there. Maybe not, but either way, call back.
Call back.
Man.
All right, what else we got?
It's a good call. 716.
Good morning, guys. This is Bill up in Buffalo. Hartzell, taking the office supplies, I do that too, but there's a little bit of a difference here. Work for a four-person business where it's me and three family members, and I kind of paid for the office supplies. You didn't pay for those. You just took them. It's not your money. That's not your supplies. I think Server's got you on this one. Own up, man.
Damn.
Brutal
call for you, Hartzell.
Thank you for the call. Small businesses that are family owned with four employees are a very different arena than what your boy is working with over here. It's not a competition, not a contest. Totally get where you're coming from, man. Like, I would not be taking reams of paper from a four-person local, like, small business. Just to clarify.
I just had to hear Jamie before, like, what the fuck is happening to all our pins? And it's like, well.
People are using
taking
them.
Taking home.
People no, are using
taking
them.
Home. We had 50 pins yesterday, and now we have 10. Where are they all at? People took them home. Yeah. And why are you always running out of pens when school supply season hits?
We have a budget for office supplies. That budget is robust, and we're doing fine. Like, we're fine.
I'm a one-person business.
Yes, you are.
My wife and kid, they take my supplies.
That would frustrate me.
Not cool, man.
Yeah, it's not great.
Now you know how Learfield feels. Exactly, right, like Felder.
724.
What's up, guys? Calling in regarding Felder's annoyance, I guess, or hatred of swimmers calling, you know, conditioning or whatever, dry lands. The reason they call it that, I mean, I swam through most of high school, and so, you know, you get the calendar for practice for the month or for the week or whatever it is. You know, so you know what you need for that day. You know, it'd be, you know, maybe the 5:30 a.m. practice is swimming, you know, in the pool, working on time, and then the after school practice, maybe it will say, like, you know, boys team, dry land in the gym, girls team in the pool, or vice versa, or, you know, it alternates days and that kind of thing. So that's the reason for it. And then, you know, like you said, just kind of every sport has their own jargon for this and that. But it's just funny to me to annoy Felder so much. But, yeah, dry land, baby. Let's go. Let's grow. Sorry.
Here's the craziest part to me. They get a schedule for what they're going to do. And it has dry land written on it. Do you know when I find out what workout we're going to do? Like when I was playing football? Do you know what I found out?
Right before the whistle blew?
When you walk into the fucking weight room.
Yeah, that's because of the fluid nature of it, though, right? Like, week to week, things are changing. You're game playing for different teams. You know,
No.
Swimming is just it's a race against the clock. You just get faster against the clock.
Right. No, what I'm
like, is there's nothing else to work on.
Like, no, I totally, like, it's literally like the Kenny Powers thing where it's like, I'm not trying to be the best at fucking exercising.
Bingo. Yeah, you play real sports.
But like, that's not a knock. Swimming is a real sport. I'm saying that. What I'm
According
saying though is what? What?
I said according to Felder, it's swimming is a real sport.
It is. And
sure.
That was, I will say, I'm going to be vulnerable.
Take more endurance, NASCAR or swimming? I'm going to say NASCAR, real sport.
What I'm saying is I had to get over this hump mentally. I had to do it twice. I had to get over it with my college girlfriend and then obviously now. But no, what I'm saying is literally when we walk, you can't get to the locker room in Chapel Hill without going through the weight room. And then you can look at the board and see what you're supposed to do that day.
Yeah.
We didn't get like a printout or an email or whatever of what we're going to do over the course of the month, in season or out of season. It literally was just, okay, they came up with this today. Today, what are we doing today? And it's like, I guess maybe that's what it is.
I wonder, and this is not a knock on football players or the technology of football, if like sports science is partly the reason why swimming, you know, running, maybe cycling, some of the more like traditional Olympic endurance sports. If the sports science behind it makes it to where it makes more sense to just like plot out an exact schedule of what you need to do for your athletes to get them into a condition level. Because all those sports are about is condition level. I feel like football is, yes, condition is extremely important, but there's so much mentally going on between the ears on a football field or on a basketball court or on a soccer pitch, a hockey rink, like these things where there is much more like strategy, team sport oriented stuff where it's like, yeah, this is going to change. It's going to fluid based on our strengths and weaknesses from performance to performance. Meanwhile, swimming, cycling, all, running, all that, it's just endurance. It's all condition. There's very little, the mental part of it is understanding your body and like what to right. do to get it to where it needs
how
to be
far you can push it.
But there's no strategy in the running other than like gauging effort. Like that's the, that's all the strategy, right? It's like I'm gauging my effort out of the gate in the middle part, you know, finishing strong. Like it's knowing your like that's the mental part. Whereas for you as a DB, it's like, okay, what is this receiver doing? Is this a run look? Is this a pass look? If you're on the offense, it's like, is this safety crashing down? Is he dropping back into cover two? Like what's there's so much more going on amongst the 22 people on the field all handling their role where it's like, how could you possibly schedule out a month? The fuck you're gonna do with those people? You don't know.
You have no clue. And I
right.
It's like the way that I think about it, that was very good. Second of all, literally like they muscle confusion is such a huge part of a lot of team sport training so that you can react in different ways that your body isn't used to, because if you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over, if you know that every Monday is going to be, you're going to do 3 sets of 8 on squat and then you're going to do 4 sets of 5 on power clean, they're like, no, we're changing everything up. Now we're going to do front squats. Now we're going to do chain squats. Now we're going to do this. And you don't know, and literally you don't know what you're going to get until you walk in there.
Right.
By the way, there's another voicemail here about dry land. Let's play it while we're on the topic.
Peter in Colorado, not a swimmer, but I am a skier, and skiers also refer to workouts as dry land training. It's just not in the water or on snow. It's just a way of drawing a distinction between training where you're doing the sport, maybe doing drills on snow or doing drills in the water, versus training when you're not in the water or on snow and lifting. It's just a way of drawing a distinction in those two things. Let's grow.
Okay. Yeah.
We have an entire room. You know what we call it?
Weight room.
So we got to go do weights. Mm-hmm. Then we have this other place. It's a field. That's where we practice.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding. I don't.
It's just more. I just think this is more like. That's just. I don't know. I think this is a big difference between individual sports and team sports.
Yeah.
The structure of it, the science of it. Like, these people are only worried about watts per kilo. They're not worried about how you're reacting to the receiver's cut, right? They're not worried about how the defense is reacting to a certain. But it's just like, no, how many watts can you get per kilogram of your body?
Do you know where swimmers in college do dry lands?
In the football weight room?
Not in the football weight room.
But in a weight room?
In a weight room. So why can't we just call it, we have lift, we have weights? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what they have where my kid swims? A room, and it's full of weights. So you have...
That's where they do dry lands filter.
It's fucking weights. They have weights in the weight room. You call it weights, you call it lift. That's what it's called. If you go to a hockey arena, what do they... If you go to the United Center, because I know somebody else called in and said, in hockey, we call them dry lands as well. If you go to the United Center in Chicago, there is a place right next door that has weights. The whole...
It's okay, man. It's not your fault.
Like, when I talk to my friends that play baseball, like, when I talk to Andrew Kerrigan, Matt McNichol, all these guys, like my Daniel Bard, these guys that play baseball in college, right? Hey, what do you have today? Oh, we got lift at this time.
Yeah, they don't say, I got grass and dirt. We got our grass and dirts.
Like, I just don't, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't understand... I didn't understand it when I was in college. I still don't understand it, obviously. So you're going to go in there and you're going to what? Lift? What are you going to lift? Weights. And what do you call that? Drylands. Interesting. Now, we do the same thing. It's not the same because we're way better at it than you guys. What?
Nothing.
We are. Have you ever seen a? That's not a swim specific thing. Because have you ever seen a basketball player lift weights?
Yeah, they're not great at it.
With the exception of, like, LeBron. Like, they did it. LeBron, Dennis Rodman, Ben Wallace. Like, very few guys.
Kevin Willis. Most yes. Jacked dude in the history of the NBA.
Like, yes. What was his name? Millsap.
Yeah, another former Hawk.
But, like, most of them aren't that good. They're not. I've seen them lift weights. That shit sucks. You know who was surprisingly very good at lifting weights? Ivory Latta.
Interesting.
They, when Sylvia Hatchell was there, she used to make them go, she used to bring them to our weight room. Like, they were one of the few, I think they might have been the only team, at least when I was there, that our women's basketball team lifted a few times, like, I don't know if it was preseason, but they lifted in the football locker room. Only team. Everybody else lifted in this other weight room that was, like, on the, like, not the concourse, but, like, on the, like, we had to walk past them on the way out. It was in the same building as study hall. And I'm going to tell you what, man. Watching some of these other teams lift weights was a fucking joke.
Folks, that's the show. I got to run.
I know. It's all good.
We got a couple voicemails. Thank you for that. We will get to them.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have eight more that we'll get to. But yes, this is not me being like cocky or being mean, but watching some of these other teams lift weights was a joke. Let's grow.